Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on this very special Sunday for General Conference. I have the executive editor of Church News with me, Sarah Jane Weaver, and reporter with Church News, Mary Richards. We've been talking about faith and work. So here's my next question. Has work ever been hard in some way that's challenged your faith? Has that ever happened? I have heard of and talked with people before who have said, I covered a tragedy so profound, I thought, how could this happen in a God-loving world? Things like that. Has that ever happened to you, Mary?
Well, touching on what you just said, Elder Mark A. Bragg, who is a General Authority 70 and president of the church's North America Northwest area, was in Maui ministering to the saints when I was there for that 5-day period. And he talked about that very thing. Through this tragedy, some may ask, where is God in all of this? How could God, who knows everything, you know, how could he let this happen? And those, I don't want to disparage anyone who has those thoughts, but he spoke to the beauty of an eternal, loving Heavenly Father who knows all, who has a plan, who knows that we're here in this mortality where things do happen. And so there's something to be said for remembering that overall viewpoint of that bigger picture than yourself, and that can help bring it back when those times do kind of seem rough. There's a story I'm working on about the power of prayer. There's research showing when people leave a faith tradition, oftentimes it might be because of that feeling of separation from God or anger at God or sadness over something. But when they begin to pray again, when they begin to reconnect with God, then they feel his love for them. And then they return to church. They return to their faith tradition because they've connected again. So I would say always stay connected with heaven, and it helps through those times.
Oh, beautiful. Sarah, what about you? Have you experienced this in any way?
Well, I think the life of a reporter, which all three of us have experienced, can be very, very hard and overwhelming. I covered and was on site for horrible tsunamis in Southeast Asia and Japan in my career. I went to the Philippines, to Tacloban, after a typhoon took many lives. And I have often relied on some advice that we all heard as children on Mr. Rogers, which was, you know, in times of crisis, he said his mother told him to look to the helpers. And I think when we start looking around for helpers, we see them everywhere. And I think we see those in faith, in government, in society. There are good people everywhere who are just trying to lift and strengthen and build other people. And the secret sauce is to learn how to see them, because in every crisis, they're there.
Oh, that's so beautiful. The phrase that popped into my mind just now was, I heard someone say this once, that when you think about trauma or a negative event, don't think of it in terms of that happened to me. Think of it as that happened for me. And that rephrasing helped me. But before the time is gone, I want to ask you about responses that you've received from readers or from listeners to the podcast. When they reach out to you, Sarah, what do they say?
You know, I am really, really lucky because the Church News podcast is directed to many people who are faithful, faithful followers of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They come to me, but it is not about me. The reason they come is because they believe in Jesus Christ, because they want to follow him through the church that brings them hope and peace and comfort. And so oftentimes I get to hear them share their feelings about The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or its leaders or its members or things that have helped them. And that is like the best job ever. Very few people, I wish, you know, after our show, maybe we could have a few people say, Sarah, you're great. Mostly that never, ever happens. People instead say, wow, wasn't that a great topic you discussed? Wasn't that an idea that I hadn't thought of before? Isn't the concept that we had an opportunity to listen to through the experts on your podcast, that strengthened my faith, or that gave me the tools I need to support my family? So the best news about my podcast is that it's not about Sarah Weaver.
That is powerful. And I also am a little jealous that people would respond to you based on the content and not on the personality, because those two should be separated so more often. Mary, speak to this. What do you hear from people?
I hear a gratitude from people for sharing good things. I will meet people everywhere and they say, oh, I'm so grateful for the church news. I'm reading good news, good things about service or about how I can strengthen my faith or how I can help my neighbor. I got an idea from that about a lesson I could teach on Sunday. And so there's something so beautiful about connecting through good news, good experiences, and also finding the good in things that have happened. Like Sarah said, we've covered some awful tragedies and terrible things, but looking for those helpers, that's where I think we get a lot of feedback from people being so grateful.
Do you receive criticism from people, or is it all positive?
How much time do you have?
Oh, really?
No, just kidding.
Well, I guess it's true in every job. You can't get away from it.
It's
but
true.
I would think that it would be of a different quality, that there would be, they know you're coming from a position of faith and an attempt to be helpful and healing. How do you criticize that? I don't understand.
Comparing to other times in my life, it's better.
Yeah, I will tell you this. Early in my career, when I first accepted a job in church news, I went to a journalism advisor and mentor that I'd had at BYU. And she said to me, I hope you have a testimony of your church because you're going to need it. And the inference was that the closer you get to something, the more you see the inner workings, the more things that you will find that are wrong with it. And I have to tell you, that has never been the case, not one day of my job. And I would hope that people would find that about any organization that they spend a lot of effort or choose to dedicate their life, that the closer it's inspected, you actually want to find that the better it looks. And that has been the case that I have found with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and with my opportunity to cover it through the Deseret News and through church news. And so there's always going to be critics, but I'm here to tell you that my career has looked pretty good.
I'm going to let that be the last word because I love that so much. Sarah, thank you for doing the show. Will you please come back and join me again sometime?
Oh, I'd love to.
Mary, you have to come back too. You know you do.
Of course. And we got to hug it out.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your conference weekend, everyone. And we'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.